Well, well, well. Hello, Liam.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I didn't hardly recognise your voice when I first heard you speak, but good to have you back, mate.
Good to be back.
Yeah, how's the holiday?
It wasn't a holiday. It was product testing.
Product testing.
Which you got to do. You got to get out. You got to use the product you're selling. So I'll gladly do that. And I did that on Thursday, Friday last week.
And how'd you go?
No, really good. The weather was pretty good, which is rare nowadays. Mm. And we got a heap of fish, heap of nanogoa, reds, grassies. It was good.
So, well, I hope you got given Trent a couple of days off now, mate. So he's been doing it pretty tough there, working really hard.
He's well rested.
All right, already. Mate, it's not going to be a flash weekend, is it?
Not really, mate. But, you know, it's raining and a little bit of wind. It sort of drops off from tomorrow onwards, though. It looks like it's going to be really good throughout the week at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's got it sort of down around that 5 knots from Monday onwards, which will be good for those shift workers and those that have to get out and product test during the week.
Product test. We're going to have to remember that as a new name, product test. Now, mate, probably inshore's not going to be that flash because of the fresh water that's come out.
Yeah, there's still the harbour's going to be pretty good. Like, it doesn't get affected by the fresh too much. The Calliope and probably like the top of Coliseum and Turkey Beach, those areas, they get affected by the fresh water pretty badly, so I'd probably stay away from them and focus on the harbour. The Boyne doesn't really get affected by the fresh too much, so the Boyne will be worth a look. And then hopefully, touch wood, it might bring out some crabs as well.
Yeah, well, a bit of running, even prawns again too, eh?
Yeah, there's still prawns around. Like, there's still people getting good feeds of prawns that put the effort in around the new moon and the full moon, but this should give them a little bit more size, hopefully, as well.
Well, 5 knot winds, like you said, offshore?
Offshore, if you can get out during the week. Everyone that got out like last week on that small weather window, it fished so well for everyone. I've heard like people going to masthead and rock cod and bagging out on coral trout, which I haven't heard of for a long time. So right. The options are endless, eh? Like, I think it's going to fish pretty well everywhere because it's had a spell for so long.
Yeah.
No one's been able to get out.
No, they haven't. You can't get out. Probably a good time to check your bait, tackle, stock up, make sure everything's working all right.
That's it. Get that sorted this week and then hopefully, if you get a chance, get out during the week and then touch wood, we'll have some good weather next weekend.
Yeah, awesome. All right, mate, they can call in and see you, Complete Angler. Well, sorry, they can call in and see Trent at Complete Angler down at the marina. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one.
We might talk to you again next week. Bye. There's Liam from Complete Angler, 4CC.